Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Tuesday, July the 6th, 2021. What a way to start off the morning. A little bit of mic trouble there, but that's okay. We'll work our way through it. We're back from a three-day Independence Day holiday weekend, so I hope you're with us, and I hope you had a great, great Independence Day holiday. I had a great one. It was, the interesting thing about holiday weekends is they're very busy, but they're a lot of fun. But when you come back on Tuesday after a three-day weekend, you're probably more exhausted than you were when you left the previous Friday. And we had a great show last Friday. I hope everybody enjoyed that, having President Harding in here and Mary Ellen Withrow and the reading of the Declaration of Independence and the recipes that we went through. That was really a lot of fun. And then on Friday night, see, my mic is doing funny things this morning, so I'm going to mess around here for a second and see if I can get my mic back. Okay, I think that's pretty good. So Friday night, we had Sean Kraft and Angie Everson, and we went back over Dirty Dancing since I had seen that movie as of the weekend before. And just went over some other things Friday night, which were fun and enjoyable. And then Saturday was a fun day, because Saturday I went to the fireworks show in Russell's Point. And Angie and Sean came with me over to Russell's Point, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, who does our intro, he was over in Russell's Point with us. And I've got to tell you, the fireworks show in Russell's Point was absolutely unbelievable. And I'm still not sure. Now, this is a funny thing, because I'd never been over there for the fireworks before. I'm still not sure if the fireworks show that we watched was the fireworks show, or the fireworks show that was going on as we were leaving was the fireworks show. And I'll tell you what I mean. There were a lot of people. We got over there about 6 o'clock on Saturday night. And as I was told by the Chamber of Commerce and the website, the fireworks start at 10 o'clock. So we were all kind of just having fun and eating and talking up until 10 o'clock. And then right about 10 o'clock, and we were down by the old Sandy Beach Amusement Park, which is right on Indian Lake. And really, in Russell's Point, it's one of the few areas where you can really see the lake. So I'm down by the Sandy Beach Amusement Park. We're right across the street in the donut shop's parking lot. And the donut shop's been there since the amusement park was there, so close to 100 years. So we're right across the way, and you can see all these people in boats and so on and so forth. 10 o'clock comes, and these fireworks start. Now, the fireworks were not, it did not look like they were on Indian Lake. It looked like they were maybe a mile or two down the road from where we are. Because I was where the big, for those of you who've been there, I was where the big bridge that lights up is, and the donut shop, as I say, and the little area where you can walk around there next to the lake where people dock their boats. So the fireworks start at 10, but they're not, it doesn't look like they're on the lake. It looked like they were about 2 miles up the road. So I don't know where they were being fired off from. But, I thought, well, this must be the fireworks. It's 10 o'clock, and we watched them. And they went on for about 30 minutes. And it was really a spectacular fireworks show. tremendous. You could see it from where we were perfectly. And the grand finale was amazing there in Russell's Point. So we go back to the car about 10:30 because that show is over. And we're getting in the car to leave Russell's Point. And all of a sudden, and again, I don't know where these were coming from, but in the complete opposite direction of where we were, people were firing off fireworks. And it did not look like local fireworks. You know, it didn't look like a local person was firing them off. It looked like another professional fireworks show. But this was well after 10:30. And this was more focused on the lake. This was closer to where we were. Now, I don't know if they were being shot off on the lake or near the bank of the lake. I really don't know. But this thing started to go off. So as we were leaving Russell's Point on Saturday night, you could see this thing going on. And it probably wrapped up about 11 o'clock because we were kind of tied up in traffic getting out of Russell's Point. So this thing is going off the entire time as we're leaving Russell's Point. And then the funny thing was, we had to drive through Kenton on the way home, and we must have got to Kenton about 11:30. And as we're driving through Kenton on Saturday night, people are lighting off fireworks out in the most remote areas of Kenton. People are lighting off fireworks. Now, that to me looked more like a local fireworks show there in Kenton. Now, I will say in Marion, when I got back on Saturday night, which would have been after midnight, there were no fireworks going off here, or at least in my neighborhood, there were no fireworks going off. But the following day, July 4th, I had my annual July 4th cookout, which went great. I'll tell you more about that in a second. But I had the firework, or the 4th of July cookout, and it started about 3, and we went through about 7:30 on the 4th of July. So it wrapped up around 7:30, and of course there's no fireworks show on July the 4th this past year, so there was no reason to stay around and watch that. But about, I'm going to say, 10:30, 11 o'clock on the 4th of July, Sunday night, I'm in my house, and the front door is wide open. Now, from my front door to the street is probably, I have a small front yard. So I'm going to say from the front door to the street is probably about maybe 20 feet, 25 feet, I'm going to say. So at about, I'm going to say 11 o'clock. About 11 o'clock, my front door is open, and I also have a window in the front of the town. Front of the house. I start hearing all this noise going off, and it sounds very, very close. So I go back out into the foyer of the house where the front door is, and somebody was lighting off. I didn't see who lit them off because all that was left was the box, you know, that people put those big fireworks in, and it was just sitting in the center of the street and going off. And when you are that close, 20 to 25 feet away from those fireworks, that's a big, big show. That's very bright, a lot of colors, and very, very loud. So there you go. And I'm guessing that was not put on by a pyrotechnic. And you also that night, July 4th night, there, and I would love to know the answer to this, but if you are on Route 95 and you're looking west, there is some big, fairly big fireworks show that goes on every year to the west. And I'm not sure where that's coming from. Now, it's nothing like the fairgrounds or Red, White, and Boom or anything like that. But I never know where this thing is coming from. But I can see it from my house. You know, and I'm just beyond Meyer out on Route 95. If I stand in my front yard, I can see this, and it looks like it's almost directly in front of me, but way down. It's clearly not happening on Route 95. So I don't know where this fireworks show is happening, but it happens every year. Does anybody know where that might be coming from, the origin of that fireworks show? Because it goes on every year. If you're standing, let's say you're down by the Day Spring Church on Route 95. If you're standing in the Day Spring Church parking lot and you're facing west, it would be, I mean, it's quite a ways away, but you can still see it. And I don't know where that's being let off from. I don't know if it's a professional fireworks show. I don't know if it's just somebody who's very good with fireworks letting them go off in the backyard. I would just like to know what that is, to be honest. If you know, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, I do want to say about Russell's Point. I have not been there at night for a long, long time. And I had never been to the fireworks at Russell's Point. And I'll tell you, when that bridge is lit up there by the Sandy Beach Amusement Park, which comes on when the sun goes down, and the donut shop light is all lit up, which is a big neon sign, and the fireworks are going off, that is a very, very unique area. I can see why that has become a destination for so many people. And I had such fun that day with Sean and Angie and Ted Williams. I'm going to post some of those pictures. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to post those pictures. And we also have a little bit of tape that we took that night for radio broadcast to kind of give you an experience of what was going on. And we'll air that sometime, hopefully this week, but if not this week, next week. But it's really fun to listen to because it's mostly Ted Williams and I and Angie and Sean describing the fireworks and describing what was going on over at Russell's Point. But I got to run through that and kind of take out some dead spots in the tape before we can air that. But it was just a lot of fun. And there was also some video taken, which hopefully I'll be able to get up on YouTube at some point. But does anybody know where this fireworks show is in... I would assume it's coming from Marion. Like I say, if you're on the east end of town and you stand looking west, it's quite a ways away. But you can see it almost perfectly. Does anybody know where that was coming from? Also, you know, fireworks are still illegal, which we talked so much about this last week, to set off unless you have a license. Did anybody notice a lot of fireworks going off here in Marion? Were there a lot of fireworks going off in your neighborhood? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, because I certainly noticed them going off in Kenton on Saturday night. I certainly noticed them going off here in Marion, certainly in my neighborhood, on July 4th. I don't know, were a lot of fireworks going off in other neighborhoods here in Marion, bottle rockets and all that sort of thing? It's always good to check in here as we get back from the holiday weekend and see what people saw on July 3rd and July 4th, which was kind of strange this year because normally the 3rd is not a big fireworks night. Normally it's the 4th, but because the 4th was on Sunday, the fair had already ended, and that was that. Also, did anybody go over to the Marion County Fair and watch the fireworks? How was that show? Because I did not make it over to the Marion County Fair this year. I did not see their performance. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, yes, there were fireworks going off, and I don't know if it was bad. I'm over on the west end as before. Because the houses, you can sit in your bedroom and somebody in their living room and hear them talk. There's just a few feet in between. And when these people start putting off the fireworks, I went out one evening to sit at 7:30 in the backyard, and right after that, they started putting them off. And they'll put them off till 2 in the morning. And when I was sitting here, I think it was, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday night, maybe it was Saturday night, it seemed like I could smell smoke, and I thought, well, what's going on? Is somebody barbecuing late? I mean, you know, like the drift and stuff. Well, it was from the fireworks. They had a burning smell or something. But I saw in today's paper where I don't know if he was a goalie or something. He was in a hot tub, and he died from the fireworks. I just read it here a little bit ago. He tried to, I think, get away from them or something. They thought he slipped and fell, but they said no, it had to do with the fireworks that he got killed. So those things are dangerous. And if, you know, I know from my own hometown, southern part of Ohio, even the people that were putting them off would get hurt. So, and then when I had called the fireworks people in Marengo, I mean, in the end of Columbus, he told me, he says, well, I could sell you just about anything. So that means about any firework. And I said, but it's illegal. He says, nobody pays attention to that. And when you buy them in Ohio, 48 hours, you have to get them out of state. Either go to Kentucky, West Virginia, whoever lets you put them off, I guess. Or if you buy them of a day and have them 2 weeks early, you got to get out of town in 48 hours to get them out of town, so out of state. So...
Well, it was. It's interesting because I saw that article in the paper, and it was a goalie for a soccer team, and I can't remember which team it was. But it, as I read the article, apparently, I'm not sure if he was lighting them off or what had happened.
No, he was in. Wait a minute, Scott. He was in the hot tub, and I think they thought he had tried to get out or something and fell and got hurt. But they said no, it had to do with the. I can't even find it now. Maybe it's in the other part. But no, he didn't have anything to do with the fireworks. He was just sitting in the hot tub. And of course, I read it earlier. I was half awake, I guess. And he died from it. And let's see. I don't know who was sitting those off, but if it wasn't his group, I imagine there's a good lawsuit there because and stuff. But. Something about the chest. What is the chest?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to...
It hit him in the chest, and they thought, well, he fell, but then somehow, I don't know whether the firework was there, and they said, no, it hit him in the chest or something.
Right.
I have to go back and read it here, because I'm just getting myself moving this morning, but I thought I'd give you a call, and you know one night wouldn't be bad, but when you put them off a month before the 4th, now, I didn't notice any last night and stuff because I don't close my windows usually. I have them open. And when you have people on all these streets all around you putting these off, it's worse than me at the fairground. I mean, I said, let them go to Lincoln Park, any park, and let them all go there and put them off together. And if they get hurt, you know, whatever and stuff. And I couldn't even hear my TV for them putting them off. So... And those are nuisance. One night wouldn't be bad, but I haven't watched. Usually 2 or 3 weeks after the 4th, they'll be still setting them off. So
there was a lot of activity over on the West End.
Oh, yeah. Before, they would fly across Bennett Street at houses, and I was driving the car 2 or 3 years ago, and it went right over my car. It could have hit the car. Old people, you could have a heart attack. And what do these veterans do that have that? Is it PTSD or whatever they have? If they hear that, do they have a gun? Do they think they're in a war and go out and start shooting people up? I mean, old people are sick. And when you put these off and people have to work and kids have to sleep, and I don't have any dogs, but my cats just freak out. And I can't imagine putting them off from like 8 at night till 2 in the morning and your dogs have a fit. I mean, it's just not a little noise, Scott. You've got all houses. You've got, I don't know how many houses putting those things off. And it's like nonstop almost. It's just like, you know, it just goes and goes. So,
now, so they fire these things for it to come close to a car. I mean, how?
They were at a house, right? A house right on Bennett Street. It's as you go towards Whirlpool. and I was just going down to go down towards Campbell Road and this house, and I didn't expect it, and it wasn't really really dark. It was just, you know, maybe just a little bit, and I never thought of anything, and all at once the things just started coming over the car, and there's small houses right across from it, and they were low. They were going towards those houses. That's what I said. These people are putting them off. To me, there's too many idiots and nuts in order to do anything. And one time I went down, one of the streets, there were three little boys there. I would say maybe 6, 8, 10, and a young guy there. And they all had firecrackers, holding them in their hand. I don't know what kind they had. And he was lighting them. And I stopped, and then he left. He went, you know, back from the yard. And to let little kids do that and get blinded or blow a hand off, and I know there's one kind you could throw on the sidewalk and they make a noise, and I think there's another kind that's legal. But as that guy told me, he says, I have about anything you want. And so that means, I don't know if he has the huge ones at fairgrounds, do or what. He says, I can sell you anything. So, and stuff, but something needs to be done. I think when I read in the paper, the accidents from it is huge, from people getting hurt from those things. But you cannot buy a firecracker or fireworks and in 48 hours leave the state. What would you do if you bought it at the end of May and the fourth is it for a month? Are you going to stay away for a month to put them off? Or, and I don't know if that's the answer, you put them off any time or just a certain night. But no, I mean, one night you can put up with it, but when it's like for a month and they start before dark, that one night it was probably 15 to 8. And why you would put them off and I couldn't see them in the sky or something, I don't know. But I had to come in. I couldn't sit outside, so. But no, to me, they're dangerous. There's something that's dangerous. Little kids shouldn't be around, especially. And different stuff, but there's a law. I don't know if the fine is $1,000. I don't know the jail time. And anymore, people just don't pay attention to any laws or anything. They just do what they want to do. But no, the house, I thought, why is it smelling like smoke in here? And it was from everybody. That one night, they were just putting them off nonstop. And I guess it was so many. And I'm afraid that one will land on the roof and lay there and cause the roof. Sometimes people's gutters have a little bit of stuff in them and catch something in the yard or something on fire, because I don't know if they automatically, the fire quits right when it's up in the sky or it comes down, and I don't know anything much about them, but to me they're just too dangerous to for just ordinary people. There's a fairground, you know, you can go watch them if you want to really see them. You know, a lot of people really like to see them and stuff and things, but I just thought I'd call in because I think they were on the east side of town, and those areas, it's not really bad, but out, this west side is it's totally different, so.
Well, I appreciate it. Hope you had a good fourth.
Yeah, I did.
Good. Well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Well, there is a perspective, and there is an article in the paper, and I just kind of glanced at it this morning, and it's something about, I believe, a soccer player who was 24 years old, who is dead now, and it has something to do with fireworks, but I, like I said, just glancing at it, I couldn't really understand. It had something to do with his chest, but I couldn't tell by the article, because I didn't read it as close as I should have, but it was something about, it sounded like he had taken a hit to the chest, but I don't know if he had been firing off fireworks and then got in a hot tub, or if something had hit him from somebody else who was firing off fireworks, or if he had just heard something in the background. I don't know. If anybody's read this story completely, let me know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that was the Columbus Blue Jackets hockey team goalie.
Yeah, well, so what happened?
Well, he was up in Michigan with his family, and he was in a hot tub, and people were setting off, you know, fireworks, and the thing tipped over. You know, a lot of these fireworks things, they're just paper, and they have stuff in it that shoots up, and some of them will do half dozen times. And it tipped over, and it came over and hit him in the chest.
So now he's in a hot tub.
He was in a hot tub. He was trying to get out of the way, you know, when they started shooting over that way, but one of them hit him in the chest.
So he's in a hot tub, and somebody else is lighting off fireworks.
There was a bunch of people up there. It was a get-together, you
okay.
know.
And the firework tipped over, so the firework actually blew and hit him in the chest.
Yeah.
Okay, and it caused him to die.
Yeah.
And it was their main goalie, the Blue Jackets, wasn't it?
Yeah, main goalie.
24 years old.
That's a shame.
So I was just trying to figure out, though, now, so was, because I guess I don't understand how if you're in a hot tub, how close they are letting off these fireworks.
Well, they'll go a long way. He was probably 50 feet anyhow away from it, but, you know, those things will go way up in the air. You know, they sell miniature fireworks that emulate the ones that you see at these fairs.
Well, see, now, isn't this the point? Now, we were talking last week about making these things legal and professional people should be firing them off, or maybe regular people should, but this was not a professional fireworks show, was it?
Oh, no. It was just a backyard thing.
Backyard thing. So, I think this is the difference. This is why you need a professional. And weren't we just talking on Friday night about Sean? I said, you know, these things can cause heart attacks. And here, a 24-year-old person with no heart condition was killed by fireworks.
Well, I imagine it blew up right in his chest, you know. Probably caused him to have a heart attack, probably burnt the crap out of him.
Well, that's what I just don't understand. See, that's my big fear. I mean, truthfully, if you want to go out and light off fireworks and something happens to you, I guess that's the chance you take. But this is the type of thing, this kid was not lighting them off, and think if that had been, well, it's awful, it was a person, but it could have been a house there that it blew into. It could have been anything, and if it's got the strength to kill you, heaven knows it's got the strength to catch your house on fire. And I was thinking, when they set these things off on Sunday night, I mean, they were literally 30 feet from my front door. Now, if that had tipped over, that could have blown through my front window.
Easy, yeah. I live at the corner of Henry and Congress, and for the last 4 or 5 days, no, it wasn't too much last night, but it's been nonstop from dark till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Well, I don't understand why they go near other people's houses. I don't understand that.
Well, the problem is, you know, it's like if you go out and you buy a four-wheeler, okay, you're supposed to use that on land that it's designed for. If you live in the city, just because you buy a four-wheeler don't mean you get to ride it on the street, you know, but that's what people want to do. They buy these. If you live out in the country and you don't have neighbors around you for, you know, 200, you know, 300 feet or even farther, you know, it's not so bad. But when you live in the city where the lots are 45 feet wide and you're setting them off in your backyard and on the street, I mean, it's not only dangerous, it's just the noise and the smell of them. It's ridiculous.
So now, what type of things were going off over in your neighborhood?
Everything. A little bit of everything.
And how long does this go on for?
Till 2 or 3 in the morning, until about 9 o'clock.
Mm.
9 o'clock till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Now, no police officer ever shows up.
Oh, no. This has happened on every corner almost, you know, in the city, you know. They don't have enough police officers to respond to that. But the only way a police officer is going to respond to it is if there's a catastrophe. You know, if it would happen to hit somebody's house or something, they'd probably get an officer out there, but they can't respond to all that.
You know, I just don't understand, I guess, why this goes on. I understand people want to have fun, but common sense has to prevail at some point. When you are this close to other people, you know, it's just like every day people have dogs in their yard. Now, if you have a dog that barks all the time, you don't want to take it out at 3 o'clock in the morning when it's going to wake everybody in your neighborhood up.
Right.
So why doesn't common, even though you love the dog, you try to do, and you always hear people telling the dog to be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. So why doesn't common sense prevail with fireworks that, hey, maybe I like them, maybe it's fun to do, but why would I set it off in my yard when my neighbor's house is 20 to 30 feet away?
They think they got the freedom and the right to do it, just like hunters. You can't hunt within so many yards of a road. You know, there's regulations, but it'd be like the hunters walking down the middle of the street, you know, shooting birds.
Well, I'll tell you something funny is that this Blue Jackets player who got killed at 24 years old, you know, kind of a star player, the goalie is a big player for the team. This whole legislation that's going through about making these legal, I bet that may have some effect on it. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to stop it from making them legal on these certain dates, but that's a big deal. That's a big loss to Columbus. It's a big national story this morning.
That was right here in the state, the capital city.
Yeah, it's
player. I hope it does, because it don't, there's enough of it that goes on. They don't need to legalize it.
Well, I guess I just don't understand. What is, okay, now Saturday night, Bucyrus let off fireworks. Russell's Point did it. Marion did it. And a whole lot of other places. And they were professional shows. They're free for the most part. I mean, you don't have to pay to get in the fair to see these things.
Well, you don't have to be in the fair to see them.
Right. So why do people, if you want to see fireworks on the 3rd or 4th of July, certainly you can find a place to do it. So why do you have to light off your own?
Well, it's kind of fun. I've done it before, and I've had, you know, brothers that really, you know, spend a lot of money on it. I mean, it can be fun, but it's, you know, I told you the other day I had a, it was a real small firecracker. You know, wasn't, you know, one of the average size ones. And we was having trouble with the fuse burning fast. And I lit one, it burnt, you know, fraction of a second later, it exploded in my hand.
Yeah. Did you happen to see any of the fireworks over at the fair?
No, I didn't go that way.
No, I didn't either. I was up in Russell's Point. That show was amazing, but I'm curious at what the show was like this year at the fair with them not having a show for 2 years.
Well, they should have had a bunch of them saved up.
They should have. Maybe somebody will call in and let us know. Well, hey, thanks for clarifying that story.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Did anybody happen to go over to the fair this year or go over? I know a lot of people congregate there on Fairground Street in all the parking lots at the grocery store there and, what is it, Mega Moos there and some other, the old Faye Bank where people can just sit and watch the fireworks. Did anybody go over and see the fireworks at the fairgrounds? How were they this year? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Or what do you think about this story that's in the paper today about the poor, poor Columbus Crew goalie who was killed by a rogue firework? Kind of terrible. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me again.
Yeah.
And I just found that clipping because I cut it out. I was writing DeWine a letter. Here's what it says. He died from chest trauma from a fireworks mortar blast and not a fall, as authorities thought. It said that the mortar-style firework tilted slightly and started to fire towards people nearby Sunday night. The 24-year-old, I'm not going to say his name because I can't pronounce it, was in a hot tub and tried to get clear with several other people. And it says the fire department and EMTs got to the private home after 10 and took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. And let's see, what else did it say? It said, first they thought he fell and hit his head. And it said that it resulted, let's see here. So apparently, he was at a home, so I'm going to say a home around him was putting them off. And when you do stuff like that illegal, when you own a house, I don't think your insurance covers that. So if they do own a house, they probably don't have a house anymore.
I'm just confused on how this happened. Now, so it wasn't even a show he was watching.
No, it said that, I think what it's trying to say here is that mortar style firework, some of them I think you have to put down and you kill them or do stuff. That's why the fireworks people have to be trained to do them. And it said it was tilted slightly and it started to fire towards people. I know one time I was down at South Webster and somehow, and it's a very small town, I don't even think there's a light in it, that we go down there sometimes and watch them, and the people putting them off were just ordinary people back in the 50s and stuff. And somehow they got hurt. They weren't doing them right, even the people setting them off. It said it tilted slightly and started to fire towards people nearby. And it said the people in the hot tub, I don't know how many was in there, he was in a hot tub, and he tried to get clear with several other people. And I guess maybe they got clear and he didn't. And
so it did hit him in the chest.
Yeah, it said he died of chest trauma from a fireworks mortar, you know, these mortar things, blast. So it's probably something that had pretty much force to it, and it just, I'd say, just killed him. And it said it started to fire towards people nearby. And somewhere here it said, oh, it says down here, got to the, says the fire and department and EMTs got to the private home after 10. So if he was in a private home, I'd say whoever was putting them off had a private home too. So I would say whoever has that house anymore, I imagine they're going to get sued, because I know your insurance usually covers $300,000 or something, but this is negligent. And I don't think your insurance, you know, like around the West End, there's a lot of renters. So if an accident would happen and you couldn't sue them because they don't have anything, they rent. But a homeowner, you know, you could, I would say they probably don't have a house anymore. Whoever was setting those off, they're probably going to get sued pretty good.
Well, it's
wait a minute here. It said it was believed to have slipped, they thought he slipped and hit his head on concrete from a malfunctioning firework. So the firework did not go off right. That's what I said when down here on Bennett Street, and when I saw those little kids, it's not worth a hand or your eyes putting those off. Now look, there he's, what, 24, lost his life. And it doesn't sound like they were putting them off where he was. It was somebody else, from what I'm getting this, was putting them off.
Well, what I'm confused about, when the medics got there, why did they think he had head trauma? I mean, did he...
Well, now, when it hit him, I don't know if it would have made him burst open, or it just hit him with so force it just, you know what, killed him. At first they thought he was... So he maybe got out. Instead, they thought he slipped and hit his head on concrete. But maybe he got out, and the force of it, I don't know if he couldn't breathe or what it did to him. Because the force probably would not have maybe made his chest burst open. It just smashed him, is what I'm going to say. You know what I mean? Inside, it didn't make him rip open. I don't know that much about medical stuff, but that's a shame. It said, yeah, he was there, you know, I guess he was a real good goalie, and it's a shame. And that's what I said. Freak accidents happen all the time, and these people don't know what they're doing. They just buy them and put them off. Because I was at that one, and I don't even know if I was in high school when they people, one or two of them, that years ago, they just put them off. You didn't have all these rules and stuff back in the 50s and stuff. You just did things. And the two people got hurt, and before people have gotten their hands, even the ones setting them off have got their hands blown off and stuff. And it's too dangerous, because when they make it legal, it's really going to be a mess. And I know the state probably wants the money, and the fireworks people are pushing that and stuff, but you do what's best for the people. If you can't, I even wrote them in a letter. I said, I don't care. They put them off. Let them go to the parks. Go to Lincoln Park. Maybe you'd like them in your neighborhood to be put off. Where do you live, or the city council? I get very, let them go to your neighborhood and put them off. If you live over in Vernon Heights, let them go over there. In your yard and put them off. You've got more space and stuff and things. And no, I mean, in those places, people don't put them off, and they don't come over this area, you know, and you'll see a difference. But, yeah, it's a shame, because they practically said, first they thought he fell. So I think maybe he saw it coming, and he was trying to get out of the tub. Maybe it hit him as he was getting out, or he was already out. And they thought that he had slipped and hit his head, because, see, there probably wasn't blood. Maybe that was it. And I think maybe he did. I don't know if he saw it coming or what, but the news will probably have it on. But, see, I don't get the news. I have a far stick, and I can't get Columbus News or anything. I have to kind of go in and click it, and I only get like a minute or two. So unless they do it on Fox News or something, that I do get. But that's a shame, just 24 and stuff like that for somebody for a few minutes and stuff. But I would say a private home, so I would say somebody in the neighborhood was probably putting them off.
Right. Well, hey, I thank you for clarifying.
Okay, goodbye. Okay,
again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And, of course, the tragedy is here. A 24-year-old kid who had his whole life ahead of him, and he was a good goalie from what I hear. I don't really follow the team, but I hear he was a great goalie, you know, a star player on the team. 24 years old, no health conditions that I'm aware of, and dead because of a firework tipping over and shooting him in a hot tub. I mean, and that in and of itself, you wouldn't even think that could happen. That if you're in a hot tub, that a firework would come, because a hot tub's in the ground for the most part, could come flailing across the ground like that and hit you in the chest, or however it happened. So does anybody have any thoughts on this? We've only got about 4 minutes left this hour, 56 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. If the phone line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so buzz on in. 740-383-9944. Also, did anybody see the Marion County fireworks this year? As I said, I was in Russell's Point, so I did not get a chance to see them. Did anybody see what went on at the fairgrounds? Did you go over to the fairgrounds, or could you see them from your yard, or did you go over and sit in the grocery store parking lot, or anywhere near, or were there fireworks going off near your house? Apparently on the West End, there were some fireworks going off this past weekend. Mostly in my neighborhood, it was just what I said. It was really that thing that went off right in front of my house. Other than that, I didn't see a whole lot. I don't know. There just wasn't a whole lot going on the 3rd or the 4th. Of course, though, I wasn't home on the 3rd. But that's what went on the night of the 4th. 58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Any thoughts? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Certainly an interesting topic here as we come off of the 4th of July weekend. And again, I hope you had a great 4th and fun with whatever you did. Cookouts, so on and so forth. And remind me, there is a story I want to tell from the cookout that I had, which went very, very well. But, boy, there was some good food at this cookout. Angie made a dessert, blueberry heaven on earth cake, I believe is what it was called. And this thing was so popular. You know, I was busy during the cookout, you know, talking with people and having a good time, that I did not eat any dessert during the cookout. So when the cookout ended about 7:30 on the 4th of July, it was this huge bowl of this dessert, and I went back to get some, and there was one piece left, and it had to be saved. by Angie because everybody was tearing in to this dessert. And also Mary Ellen, who was doing her, telling us her recipes on Friday, she did her Brunswiger dip for us, which I guess is goose liver. And, you know, you wouldn't think goose liver would be all that tasty, but it's delicious. Homemade Brunswiger dip, and you just eat it with crackers, and that was very, very good. So we had a lot of really good food in the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the macaroni salad and potato chips and French onion dip, and we had a vegetable plate, and there was a cherry pie, and we had brownies. So it was a real spread on the 4th of July. This past year, and we appreciate it. We're going to go to break here, come back with much more in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes, and they're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well-trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right on jobs for Americans. It's right on being against bad trade bills and being for jobs for Americans, and it's right on immigration, which I think is a major issue.
And CNN commentator Van Jones.
Speaking to that speech tomorrow night by Mr. Trump, will he be able to stick to script, or will he want to talk about the speech Monday? Will he want to go off? Will he want to criticize the media? And if he does it even matter here?
Listen, Donald Trump is a phenomenon. Donald Trump does not have to obey the normal rules of, forget political life, civil life, civic life. Ordinarily, someone who behaves the way that he does wouldn't be invited to your dinner party. They wouldn't be allowed to date your daughter. If they were your child, you put them in time out or maybe get them a therapist. But this man, for whatever reason, has been allowed by the Republican voters and by the media to behave in a way that is appalling when it's not shocking and when it's not disgusting. And so he will do whatever he does. He may stick to that teleprompter and deliver a very, very stiff, bad speech, but I suspect he will want to break away from that teleprompter. He might say anything.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Catch us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just